Hi, Sheldon. Is your concern level rising a bit with five losses in a row, or do you look at the last couple of nights and figure that maybe a couple of saves would help you in the end?
Yeah, I'm concerned about our goaltending, obviously. You know, we got to get that sorted out, but I'm not concerned about our team. I believe in our group, and we played well enough to win here tonight. We played well enough to win the other night. You know, but we got to get better goaltending to give our group confidence here.
Thanks.
Next up, we'll go to Kevin McGrann, Toronto Star. Go to Kevin.
On that front, Sheldon, what is going through your head in terms of what you can do for your goaltenders, and what's the outlook for Freddie on top of that?
Well, I think we've talked enough about Fred's situation. You guys all know that he's making progress, but we don't know when he's going to return to play. Jack Campbell's played outstanding hockey for us this season. He'll go back in that next game, and I know he's a better goaltender than he's played of late. He's shown that for us, and he's going to get a chance to go in and play a big game, and our group absolutely believes in him. So he's got a chance to go back in and respond, and Dave Riddick's trying to find his way here and get comfortable, all those kind of things. But both guys, from how they played here of late, are capable of better. They've played better in the league. We can play better in front of them. We can play better than we did tonight. Credit to Vancouver because they played hard. That was a much different game tonight, but still feel like we did enough things to win the hockey game here today. But some things are difficult to outplay. We just got to remain confident as a group here, and get a day off tomorrow, travel out to Winnipeg. Couple big hockey games coming up here against them, but we can't let the results that we've had here of late disrupt what we're trying to do as a team because there's a lot of really positive things. Sometimes the puck goes in the net more than it should, and it's, for anyone that's ever played, it's a difficult thing to overcome. When you're trying to get going and you're trying to get moving. We build a lead here today and in the third period again, and the group was going pretty good. We'd gotten a power play goal. We had gotten a shorthanded goal. And then that's a tough one to give up there. So there's a lot of positive things happening with our team. Let's put it that way. And we just got to continue to build on that.
Next up, we'll go to Gemma Carson-Smith with Canadian Press. Go ahead, Gemma.
Hi, Coach. I'm wondering if you can update us on Jack Bogosian's status.
I don't have official status. I think we'll find out more in the coming days here, but he wasn't close to returning tonight, and it looks like he's definitely going to miss some time. With the extent of it, I don't have that update yet.
Morgan Riley was talking about there being a process and needing to be prepared for the next game. What do you need to do to work through that process over the next 48 hours and get prepared for Winnipeg?
Well, like I said, tomorrow's a day off for us, a rest and travel day. We'll welcome Nick Foligno to our team here, and Ben Hutton, Stefan Nason will join them. And that'll, of course, will give our group a boost. We've got to remain confident. And it's difficult to do, and you're not getting the results. But as I said, I think our team's done a number of good things here, even in these two games that we've lost to Vancouver here. Going on into Winnipeg, we just got to push past it and still believe in what we're doing, and our goaltenders are going to find their game, and we got to overcome that.
We'll take two more here. We'll go to Mark Masters, TSN. Go ahead, Mark.
Sheldon, how did you feel about the response you got from Nylander tonight?
Really was great. Really was really good here tonight. That line was really good. John was really good. So it's a great response. Obviously, I think we see Willie's capable of taking over hockey games and being a major difference maker like he was tonight. So obviously, you are looking for a response here tonight, but more importantly, we're looking for a more consistent response, for the remainder of the season and definitely the playoffs.
Next up, we'll go to